To know and appreciate the story of the John C. Hart Memorial Library, we need to travel back 200 years to 1822. That's when John Hart himself was born, right here in Shrub Oak. John attended the district school in Shrub Oak, and as a youngster he loved to visit his older sister in her very fine home in Shrub Oak. His sister had married John Hyatt, and they were living in the Hyatt homestead. Yes, the same East Main Street structure where the library is located today. Nobody realized back then what the homestead would go on to become. When John was just 17, he left Shrub Oak to pursue his fortunes in New York City. He went to work at the pharmacy Wheeler and Hart, owned by his cousin. Well, it didn't take long, just 4 years, before John bought the store outright. The year was 1839. John thought that was also a good year to get married. So at the age of 21, he married a cousin, Mary Ann Allen. Mary Ann was a widow, and she was wealthy. She was also the daughter of Stephen Allen, a former mayor of New York City. John and his family had their primary home in New York City on 14th Street. He had to spend most of his time there because, after all, that's where his pharmacy business was based. But he loved to return to his boyhood town of Shrub Oak. He wanted to have a place in Shrub Oak, a place to get away during the summer, and a place where he could stay in touch with his roots. So at the age of 32 in 1854, he took some of the profits from his pharmacy business and convinced his sister and John Hyatt to sell their home to him. They went on to build another home nearby, the house now known as the Gateway Apartments. Well, John C. Hart and his wife Mary Ann Allen would have 4 children. As the Civil War flared in the 1860s, he moved his family from 14th Street in Manhattan to East Main Street in Shrub Oak for a period of 3 years before returning to the city for year-round habitation. However, they held on to that property in Shrub Oak. One of John and Mary Ann's daughters, Catherine Dresser, inherited the property after her parents passed away, and upon her own death in 1916, the 45 acres of land in the family homestead were granted to the town of Yorktown. Well, the town took steps to secure the property as Yorktown's first library. A board of trustees was appointed, and September 3, 1920, the John C. Hart Memorial Library proudly received its initial charter from the state of New York. The structure itself underwent frequent remodeling over the years, and unfortunately, no records were left behind to tell us exactly what was done or precisely when. It is known, though, that during the renovation work between 1988 and 1989, all the 19th-century addition was removed and the oldest part of the building was gutted, and that left only the facade to project the image of the old house to passersby. Nothing else remains except the memories recorded in letters, faded scrapbooks, an old picture of John Hart now hanging on the first floor of the current library, and, oh yes, a diary. Turns out that during those Civil War years, when the family was living full-time in Shrub Oak, John Hart kept what was known as a gentleman's farmer's almanac. In it, he recorded the weather, dates and times of plantings, and the success and failure of crops. The diary tells little else of Hart's life, except for farming, or an occasional stanza or two of poetry. Here's one excerpt from December 2, 1866. A most beautiful day, bright, clear, and mild like spring. The face of nature is very clean. All the leaves have gone long ago, and the grass on the hillside and plain is quite brown, but there are patches of Virginia juniper in the rocky slopes and soft green rye fields here and there in the landscape and flashing of the well-filled brook winding in the valleys. I sat on a mossy stone wall by the orchard today and cracked nuts, which were left by the squirrels, and mused and gazed afar along the quiet scene. I was all alone, as I would wish to be, unless with friends. Well, throughout the diary, he states his love of being in the Shrub Oak property and loathing to go back to New York City to work. After his death, daughter Catherine added to the diary, describing her father as slight, delicate, and never having weighed more than 100 pounds. She also says, I suppose nothing that ever happened to my father during all his life was a more wonderful thing than the owning of the Shrub Oak home. John C. Hart and his wife were buried in the Methodist churchyard in Shrub Oak. He died much too young, at age 49, on May 3rd, 1872.